Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hater ones, tell even your enemies, tell everybody, period, or suddenly. This is what everyone's got to get behind. It's for general audiences. Because, and this is something you need to hear, so listen carefully. Everyone needs to hear this. It's a show for the general public. And it's a public service message to unite the world. I'm not just speaking to somebody who's trying to get everybody to tune into what they're doing. I'm telling everybody, no matter what, get behind the cause. This is DJ Butterfly Feast. This is cocooning from the microphone. This show is brought to you by Organic OK, someone who is working hard, pulling out all stops, all, in order to basically make sure that we're united, joined together. Really, because honestly, we need to be by now. It's 2020, and we haven't come as far as we should have. We're running out. Time is running out. When is this world unity and peace thing going to happen? Don't just check out us. Check out my Harrison. I think she still has a website somewhere. My site. Everybody's got a website now. Social dang me. If she wasn't singing and performing my Harrison. I'm sure she's got something online, even if she's trying to sell something, her used stuff on the internet, whatever. Okay, look, you all know the story by now, right? You've all heard it, haven't you? I was living in McKinleyville, California. They fought off my parents. Was aimless and left. Didn't know what I was going to do with my life. So guess what? I left home. I completely left home. And I found myself on that street. And then I came across, personally, some vagrants who weren't quite homeless. They were drifters. They had an RV and some cars, and they were going all around seeing the world. And they agreed to take me with them. I jumped right away, because what else was there? And went all over. Miami, Florida. Every beach in my... Yeah, I mean, it was nice to be in a place like Miami during the winter and the colder months, in the middle of January, whatever. Went to Miami, Seattle, Washington, Scottsdale, Arizona, San Diego, California. And we went all over and we uncovered. Oh, and we even left the U.S. at one point to go to the West Indies, Antigua. Now, anyway, basically, we were back, well, not just anywhere. We're back in Miss. We were in California. That's right, the Golden State. Now, basically, at that point, I got to tell you something. I was personally enjoying this trip, but so much had happened, I felt like I was a changed man. I was not the same anything that I once was. I saw too much. I did too much living. You know, when you see too much of life at too early, you lose your innocence early on. See, everybody wants to believe, everybody thinks. At least you become an adult the first time you lose your virginity. Or basically, I don't know, when you finally start to drive. I got to tell you something. I knew kids in who had sex at the youngest age, who had all kinds of sex, who were curious as can be, and they drove before they were basically old enough to walk. No child should ever have been. Now, you see, adult is when you lose your innocence, when something happens and there's no turning back. And that silly, naive child just had gone to you, and now it's time to start being responsible. Well, I got to tell you something. I was changed. But even I was wondering, could I really survive out here totally on my own? I'm not homeless. I mean, these guys are taking care of me. This guy, Organic, okay, this big guy, he's doing me. He's basically carrying me around on this broke kind of train of love. We're helping the homeless. We're going around whatever. But all I could think about was... Could I make it here or anywhere else, for that matter, if it was just me out here? I got to tell you something, man. I didn't think so. I was scared. I kept starting to basically wish that I had stayed someplace like where we'd already been. Not Seattle, not someplace cold, you know, someplace warm, someplace nice. Isn't there a place where basically everyone comes together, where even if you're broke and you're poor, everybody just gets along, it's all paradise, day in, day out. No, I knew that was not the case. How could it be? Come on. Money is the system's way of trying to basically keep us working for it. Now, where are we headed? Oh, we just stopped. Where are we now? Organic looked at me. We're in West Hollywood. West Hollywood? What? For a moment there, I almost thought I said West Indies again, because I really want to see her again. I wondered, is somebody else loving her? Somebody else knowing that girl? We made love on that beach. It wasn't my first time, so maybe that's why I can't stop thinking about her. You see, dude, I was... Women say, the sad thing is there are two types of guys who basically are get messed up when it comes to sex. There's the one guy who wants to put in every woman just once and then never call back. He will never call her again. She will not even be a memory for him. Though he, on the other hand, he will not be a memory. She will not be, though she, on the other hand, she's going to remember him for the rest of her natural life. She will never forget him. And she'll get angry every time she thinks about it. She may try to laugh about it, but there will be tears behind her anger. And she'll always wonder if maybe the problem was her. Now, the other guy, you know, he's with one woman, and she says yes. She throws him a bone, and he runs with it like a starving stray, and then he'll always come back. She'll never get rid of him. He wants to be a kept dog. Oh, I found a woman. Found a woman. Willing to give me what every single guy on the planet is looking for. Can't get away from this one. And, well, basically, Freeman was saying, so he's that STD that just won't go away. Ever. The more than anything, I was like, West Hollywood? I was excited. I was anxious to see what this place had to offer. Swanky, of course. Surely there are going to be some celebrities around. Okay, Organic grabbed a hold of me. Rather gruffly, and he said to me, dude, understand something, okay, feces, understand something. Now, butterfly feces, it ain't going to be like, you know, like all their houses are here. This is where all the nightclubs are. All the nightclubs are here. I gave him a look. What's your point, brother? All the nightclubs are here, okay? This is where they all go to party, okay? It's a nice, ritzy kind of... It looked like Scottsdale, Arizona. But even nicer because, well, this is Los Angeles. This is West Hollywood. I was anxious to see some stars. I'm anxious to... No, look. Here's the fact. Celebrities, when their movies and television shows and albums aren't selling, they always try to pick up a pet cause. You know, to get some good ink, get some good press, as a publicity stunt. We just go to cause. That's what we need. We need a big-time celebrity spokesman. He looks at me, no! Dude, no. Look, we don't want to go basically up to every random celebrity, hassle them, they get harassed by everybody, and basically having them tell us, will you please get behind our cause, whatever. Dude, we're not supposed to ask them to give us a dollar. I can use a dollar. Dude, I'm paying for all this, okay? Look, I'm the one you are. What do you need money for? I'm paying. Well, I didn't want you to have to pay for it. Well, don't ask them to pay for it either. Man, what's wrong with you? What do you say we do here, then? What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do in West Hollywood? Dude, talk to the homeless. Help pick up garbage. Tell everybody about the cause. Don't just go up to any random person. No. Don't just go up to any big-time celebrity and say, please, can you bail us out? They got their own crap to worry about. I remember feeling when kind of, I don't know what I felt like. I can't take responsibility for anything. Am I supposed to? I'm trying to do what he wants me to do. I'm trying to do Organic OK's work here. And in the end, I'm trying to help the collective evolutionary consciousness of all humanity. But dang. Well, I'm sorry. I found some guys on Skid Row. Found my. I didn't recognize any of them. One of us could have been out of it, but no. See, not everybody in Hollywood is somebody who made it. Is a big shot in any regard and field. Talk to them. Hi. Hey. How y'all doing this fine evening? Hello. Hey, what's your story? What's your story, they asked me. I told them my story. I don't want another previously on Coon from the microphone. There's a story by now. I told them about McKinleyville. I told them all the adventures that I had, all the stuff I saw on the street. They laughed and said, yeah, I see a lot of that out here. Even here. I never saw a person die. I still haven't fallen in love yet. I never had one of those big, epic romances like they have in those big, epic love stories. They all started laughing and patting each other on the back. You're living the life, man. Yeah, I guess I am. Too much adventure, man. How was I going to do all this? One of them asked, what's my name? Well, I was hesitant. Now, listen, I'm eternally grateful to Organic, okay, but what's my name? I mean, he doesn't want me to, my name, I'm supposed to give, not the name my parents gave me, not my given birthright name, I'm supposed to give him the handle. And the moment, look, I had basically been on this, I know this for a fact, when the moment they hear somebody using a street name like that, you lose all credibility, you know? Even with something cool, like the Ice Pick, or Big Daddy, or whatever, when you're the kind of person who can't give a name, somehow you don't trust people like that. Dang. But I told them my story. I told them everything, and I also told them the theory that that guy who calls himself Organic, okay. Now, he's actually very wealthy. He's a wealthy eccentric who goes around in his RV in Winnebago. I've been driving in the Winnebago myself, and we basically go in car courts, going around whatever, helping the disenfranchised, the especially disenfranchised, picking up garbage off the streets, throwing it away. And we basically go around trying to unite everybody. We're trying to build more homes for the homeless, more services for the homeless, trying to get everybody to pick up the garbage and make this world a grander, more epic place. Sounds like you got a good cause, man. See, you're doing this for the greater good, man. You're for the greater good. You didn't tell me your name. They were all listening. I told him I wasn't supposed to give my name out here on the street. Because in a way, this is supposed to be so personal. I'm not a guy with a home anymore, you know? It's like in the hood when you give yourself a moniker. You have your slave name. You're not one of them anymore. They're like, are you really from the street? They look. Or are you guys when you're in West Hollywood? Someone told me, we're all doing well for ourselves at some point. We're all doing well, but then kind of lost it all. Yeah. You know what happens, dude. The fat cats had more than they'd ever need, but they still wanted more. You see, when you have everything, they still want more. When you have next to nothing, you start thinking, I'm going to have enough to get by as much as I'll ever need. Somehow the more you have, the more crazy and greedy you get. Now that was an insight. That blew me away about as much as anything Organic OK had said. Guys, will you help us pick up a lot of the garbage and the filth around here? And it was the same old story. Look, I don't want these episodes all to sound the same, but once again, I got, no, look where I am now. Why should we help them? Yeah, I got to tell you something, man. I had a nice job here. I mean, I was just a waiter out here in West Hollywood trying to personally start my own studio. I was going to make avant-garde stuff personally, whatever. You know, really inspired, nouveau riche stuff. Really innovative, what have you. Really something's going to shake and turn the industry on its ear. You're going to do that in Hollywood? It's 15 minutes. It's 9:15 sharp here on the program, Cocoon in the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. I hope you're all listening to this important story because this actually occurred. It happened on the street. But don't just listen. Don't just listen. Get involved, okay? Okay? Honestly, give us your two cents. Give us more than that. We're here at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. And this show is brought to you by Organic OK, who has several programs that he's really putting out about the cause. And good people, remember a little lady by the name of Maya Harrison. She's all over the internet somewhere. I'm sure. Everybody has a site. I'm sure even some people on the street do. Social freaking media. Well, anyway, back to our program. They said the same thing. Oh, what was my point? What was I going? Oh, yeah, now I remember. The guy said to me, I'm starting a studio that's going to make revolutionary inspired productions in Hollywood. Hollywood doesn't like things that are artsy or inspired or what have you. They want to see the same warmed over crapola they've been basically making like forever. There's an old saying, a new movie, a new TV show, it's just a really, really old movie or TV show they remade recently. That's not the case. People want to be inspired now, living in a different age. I nodded. So what happened? Everybody's trying to do it now. Everything is harder. You know, one of the things that hurt everybody when the internet started putting everything for free. Nowadays, people make productions online. I thought I could do it myself, but I can't get enough of a team going. I lost my day job. Lost my everything. I still feel sad. Okay, people, this is the tragic side of Hollywood. For all those people you know who became stars, the world knows their name, the world celebrates them on every single magazine cover, even at a time when reality shows were for every single one of them. Come on. There's a zillion more that just never were. And somehow I knew I'd run into them out here. I don't know why, but I knew. Yeah, I think I ran into somebody who basically was in a movie or two. But once again, how do I put this? Sometimes, look, there's no guarantee that you're ever going to make it. And just because you make it doesn't mean you're going to get to keep it. That's especially true now more than ever. I mean, there's no tenure with any job. I mean, they're throwing everybody out on their ear. Everybody. For any number of reasons. But I'll tell you one thing. Guess what? This is one place where the idea of having job security is a joke. As I was talking to everybody, I said, please, guys, we're going to do something. Help me basically pick up the garbage and the filth out in here. Let's clean up, man. Sunshine, make this place more respectable. And then what are they going to do for us? Then what? I realized he was right. Then what? In a lot of cities, they would. In a lot of cities, they would. But here? Hooray for Hollywood, indeed. I don't know. Los Angeles means lost angels. They weren't just lost. Everyone around here was fallen. No, not everybody, I guess. I mean, as we walked down West Hollywood, we saw a lot of people, not just celebrities, but really posh, expensive executive types. They had those restaurants and whatever. I picked up a little bit of trash, basically, at one point. I said, guys, please, help me out with the cause. One of the bums who basically had finished his soda threw the empty bottle on the ground and said, here, go ahead, pick it up. And they all laughed. They didn't want to help. They didn't want to give to the cause. Once again, I get that. I mean, this is what I was trying to tell Organic OK. It's like the dang global warming problem. I know things have gotten bad, but do you really think everybody's going to want to get together and, you know, how do I put this? Save the world? More and more people do now. I mean, there was a time when being a hippie, a tree-hugging environmentalist geek was actually considered to be the worst thing to be. But you know what? Everyone's going green now. But not enough. I pleaded with them. Come on, let's get together and pick up some of this trash. He said, why don't you go ahead, man. You go ahead. So I did. It was Organic OK. I think a few people talking with when I went over to see him, he had some people talking with him, and then it was all like, organic. I need to talk to you. What? They all said no. That happens. None of them's going to say yes. They all said no. And look, you got some people. You got some people to help you, probably because, and this is the important part. I mean, you. I imagine you offer to take some people on this trip. It's a way out of here. You're going to take. No, listen, dude. Now, I know so far we've basically taken, we picked up a lot of people we collected on the road in those cities and we took them with us. We're going to take them all with us, brother. We've got to do something. Something. I don't know. What was I going to say? Dang. Looked around in Hollywood and I thought, we need to do something. What? Dude, just try. Go to people, tell them the cause, tell them the whole story about your name, butterfly feces, and whatever. And I know, but I'm sure we're going to laugh. I'm calling you bug boo boo, whatever. But you know what? That's okay. Do you know what you're going to do? You're literally going to pick up the garbage, the trash. You're going to pick up all the garbage. But you can. You're going to pick it up and throw it away. And then you're going to really wash your hands almost like you're trying to scrub them off. And then we're going to go around there and then we're going to try again. Not everybody's going to listen. It's like a while for this thing to catch on. Every new idea, every new business, it's not a hit out of the gate right away. It's not. I was sad. I mean, I know, you got to understand something. Now, it wasn't a pure cakewalk trying to convince every single person in all the other cities we'd been at. It wasn't. Sometimes we really had to fight. Not just fight. We had a battle to the death. But when I was in Antigua in the West Indies, I got to tell you something. I had more fun than anything else. I picked up some trash. I convinced some people. But I mostly had fun. Maybe I was trying to have fun more than work. Most places, but no. Stop focusing on what happened then, what happened when. Right now. The West Indies. Focus on the dang West Indies. No. Sorry, my head's getting lost again. I meant focus on West Hollywood. So I went to some other people. I told them what I was about. They had the same reaction. What will those people ever do for me? Why should I help pick up garbage? They got professionals do that. If you do that, you're putting them out of business. There'll be more people on the street. They'll fire the sanitary people who clean up. They'll fire them. And you know what? There'll just be more people on the street. And I stopped because I thought about that for 2 dang seconds. And he's right. He'd been more than right. I mean, why didn't I realize that if we did that, that's exactly what would happen? Why should I always clean up? What do West Hollywood need us to help them clean up for? They need more houses for people. They need to shelter them and whatever, but maybe they don't need a cleanup crew. No, man, everyone should be picking up after themselves. Oh, look, I saw there was one right there. Guy dropped a napkin on the ground, and then he picked it up, put it back, and they threw it in the garbage. And I thought, yeah, I better clean up after himself. I don't know what to do. What? I literally basically just started, like, what can I do for these people, these homeless? Try to make sure they're showered, sheltered, fed, clothed. At this point, we were just trying to pick up all the garbage. I'm a street person, whatever. I asked them, is there a homeless shelter around here? I asked them to show me where it is. I thought we basically make enough of this thing to make sure. I asked them to come with, look, let's go down to that homeless shelter, and let's try to basically make sure they take at least one person. You need to get in a homeless shelter tonight? No, man, I'm with the big guy, the organic okay. Him and his cause, we want to clean up the world. I think that guy's full of it. Yeah, that is malarkey, said the old man. That is rhubarb. Dude, that's old man for bull crap. It's old, old, can show you. Yeah. This guy's probably feeding you a lot and don't have any money. But, dude, he funded this whole trip. I lived in McKinleyville. This man is rich. I said, I've been to McKinleyville. I've been to Miami, Florida. I've been to Seattle, Washington. I've been to Scottsdale, Arizona. I left the U.S. He went to the West Indies. Oh, this ship. How do I know you're not full of old malarkey? How do we know you're not making all this up? They all went, yeah, yeah. And they blew my mind because, I mean, I know I'm not. I'm telling you I'm not. But how could I knew that. Your viewers know that. But you try telling them that. How can I prove all this is true? I looked them in the eyes and I said, listen, if we get together and do something for this area, West Hollywood, it would help the homeless, help homeless in Hollywood to make these people have some sort of purpose, even if it means living out in Hollywood. Well, what? We're proving that basically we've made things a little bit better. We can make our lives better. Make sure no human soul, no person is on that street. Let's make sure that happens. Let's make sure it happens tonight in a way. Let's go to the homeless shelter and let's fight. Let's campaign. Let's get somebody. Let's get them a room. So I did. I basically convinced them to come all the way down there with me, and we fought to make sure they admitted one more homeless person. We heard, sorry, no room at the inn, Virgin Mary. Oh, come on, come on, come on. This person needs a place. What do people need a place? They now listen, understand something. Understand something. We have an overlap. Two people in the world can't save them all. Funny thing is, maybe Hollywood, if everyone's trying to become a star, people have found a more realistic career. There wouldn't be so many homeless people. But people are being thrown out all over, not just because they had these foolish pie-in-the-sky dreams, but because they try to do the basic whatever, and this is exactly, that's a natural order. I'm sorry. I explained to him who I was. I explained to him what my mission was, what I believed in, what I want to do, what we basically, with this Organic Way project, were trying to do. Well, it sounds like you're taken care of. But they're not! I'm sorry. We're full. Slam the door in my face. One thing I noticed something is that people, when do they start respecting each other? When do people start doing right by each other? You know what I'm talking about? When you're a little kid. I mean, sometimes we don't remember our memories so well, but you remember how brutal. The moment you entered first grade, kids were just nasty and horrible, and they all turned to them, they all punked and dogged and laughed at each other. They all made whatever. And then it got more physical, more violent, more scuffles. More. You've been listening to DJ Butterfly Feces here on Cocoon in the Microphone. Please get involved with the cause. The show is brought to you by the one, the only Organic OK. Check out Maya Harrison. She has her own website somewhere. Somewhere she has to. Please tune in tomorrow for our next conclusion. And this one is going to be a full length. Boy, wait till you hear the next chapter of this one. This is when it really gets special. All right, thank you for listening. Everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you. Please, get involved with the cause. And good night. Is that it? Is that it? Dang, okay. Recycle. Recycle. Please pick up your litter so anybody who happens to even walk on the street doesn't have to be worse. Thank you.